Torah. It's very late. We're learning over here today with the Holy Rebbe. The Rebbe, the true Rebbe of the Klal Yisrael, Harav Dr. Colonel Yitzchok Ariel Shlita. The Rabban Shal Kol B'nei Shal V'Hagoyle, Mishnah B'lorim Sem Sechta Nigo'im, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis HaPosuch Sheba Shalek. What does the word Pasuch mean? Over here, the Rav over here says, HaMe'udov B'loivin. What is mixed in the white, V'oidem Sheba Baharis Ho'azah Keshalek. And this means over Nachma, what is Mu'uruv in the white, the oidem, and the red, shebibaheres, ho'azo kishalek. I don't know, what will this thing over here? A posuch, what's posuch mean? Posuch means what?
The pasuk says baheres adam demes. So it's a pinkish discoloration of the baheres. So pasuch means that it's pink colored, but we don't know how pink is pink. So what happens is the Mishnah is going to tell us.
Kiyayin ha-mazug, like wine that is mazug, wine that is diluted in snow.
Imagine wine that's poured into snow. So it's mostly white, says the Rav. Hold on a second.
The guys, they're
cleaning the backyard next to me. I must go back inside.
Okay.
I apologize.
No problem. Don't worry. Okay. So chaz again. No, a pasuch sheba shalek, the snow that has been diluted. It is sheba shalek. What is that? What is the second level? What is a pasuch of snow? The answer is. Kiyayin hamozug b'shelek. Next, haposuch shebasid. That's kidom hamozug becholof. So these are pink. These are pink shades. Devar Rabbi Shmuel.
Meaning that the darshan, the word of the
sapachas,
baharas lavana adam demes. What's made adam demes? It's either lavana or it's adam demes. What's made adam demes?
Ah.
So that's what the mission is trying to figure out.
So posuch sheba shalek. Let's go by it. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Adam dam sheboze v'sheboze both is kiyayin hamozug b'mayim. Elo shel sheleg azo v'shel sid deho mimena. Let's see the Rav. Haposuch sheba shalek. The posuch sheba shalek over here is hamur b'loivin shebaheres ha'azo k'shalek. What is mixed in the white and the red of the baheres ha'azo k'shalek? Nere, it looks like kiyayin hamozug b'shelek shelav lunisoy miruba ve'ad mi mus sheboy muat. It's more white than it is red. V'yaposuch shebesid ha'heichol v'me'udav shebenega shechu kisir ha'heichol nere kidom like blood hamozug b'cholav she'ad mi mus sheboy miruba. Its redness is more. V'yaf algav, even though the loy tani posuch ella bebeheres v'toldasa, even though it does not say the word posuch ella bebeheres v'toldasa hu hadin the yesh posuch nami b'se'es v'toldasa. How do you know that? The tanya b'taras koyhanim se'es levana melameid shemitama chaloka smooth. Baheres levona adam demes melamed shemitama pasuch. Not only is the metama in its purest form, it's metama even in its weaker form. Minayin litinesa omer shel ze bezer tamuloymar negat sodas. It's a drasha negat sodas. Then we have the Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He holds shabazem shabazem shabashav shabasid deha chosra min haloyvin sheena tzocha. It's not bright. Belav nunis kemoisa v'alocha k'Rabbi Akiva. So here, that's a very important part. What it says there on top of the word baheres levona adam demes. So that you say murder. You hit the nail on the head. The word adam demes represents the concept of posuch, and posuch is teaching you that we have something called sheleg lav dafka sheleg. Even a sheleg that is pink, lav dafka sheleg. Even a sheleg that has been pinkified, pinkified. You like that word? Pinkified.
That's from the Chaim Berlin School of Grammarology.
It's, I guess so. pinkrified. We add a shtickle pink into the white. We make it so it's shelleg. What is the level? What is the degree that we can that will still be called white? So the answer is, according to him, it's kiyayin hamozug b'shelleg. And the second, when it comes to the sid, it's going to be kedam hamozug b'cholof. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva says adam dam shebezev shezek kiyayin hamozug b'mayim. It means water by both el shel shelleg azav shel sid dehamen. Okay, let's see over here the chart first. Don't delete it before. Let's see the chart.
I mean, it's a more homogeneous mixture, according to Rabbi Akiva, than it is to Rabbi Shmuel.
Right, because they're both the same. Shmuel. They're both it's homo. Homo means the same. Heter, it means different. Man versus woman versus same gender. Those words they don't teach in Chaim Berlin. What's the chilik between heterogeneous and homogeneous? They don't teach you those words. Because then you have to ask, what's the difference between hetero, you know, versus homo, white. White. Let's see here's a misp number two. But if you don't go to Chaim, if you go to kindergarten in public school, they'll teach you this. Yeah. That's what they teach you. That's what you're supposed to know.
Yeah.
White.
Yeah. That I heard on the news. That mice, I think I heard on the news.
Yeah, they have cartoons.
The syllabus.
No, they have videos. They do. They don't want to make the teachers make mistakes, so they do it on the. I watch the videos.
Yeah.
I have the actual videos. They show the children, cartoon characters teaching you these very important things that you should know, what to do to yourself.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it really is, and so on. They showed an incredible thing, Mamash, an incredible board meeting of a school board meeting where the parents were able, and the parents went and challenged the school board. And the school board was very like, oh, so what, you can't handle it? You can't handle these terms? You can't handle the term? And I go, well, why? But the children, that's what you're teaching the one-year-olds, the three-year-olds. They are supposed, and you, the adult, can't tolerate on television that we're challenging you, that how dare you teach us the children? The children are supposed to absorb, but you, the adults, you get very uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. Who do you think you are, you garbage? I don't understand. What is going on in this country? This is what the country really wants? The country really wants this? We're being controlled by a few sickos? Who's controlling this country over here? 81 million people voted for this person who's not embarrassed to sit in front of Putin with cards. He sits there and he's sitting with Putin. And he's sitting there holding cards in his hands. And the camera zooms in on the card that he's holding in his hand, like these cards. Trump is a Russia. Trump, cursing Trump to remind him what to say. This is the world leader. This is who 81 million people voted for? Really? There's something really, really going on here that really doesn't make sense. Really doesn't make sense. Vaccines also, the thing that are coming out of the vaccines is not of what's coming out of the vaccines. They have eyewitness testimony that they had the vaccine already in December of 2020.
Yeah, had the vaccine, but people were getting sick in December of January.
They already made, the vaccine was already made. The vaccine was already made, all ready to go. They have the vaccine. They have eyewitness testimony. It was already ready to go. The whole formula for the vaccine was all ready to go. I don't understand. The vaccine was ready to go. The disease didn't yet exist in the world. What's going on over here? You have a plan? Soif mais machshav etchila? What? It's not true. No, it's not true. It's not true. It's a conspiracy theory. Something is going on. It's all coming out. It's all beginning to come out little by little by little. No one would ever imagine what they say about Fauci today, what they said a year ago, he was God. Today, no one says he's God anymore. No one says he's God anymore. And every day, new giluyim, new revelations, every day trickles out little by little. Vaita, we're not supposed to be talking about this when we're learning. Vaita, you have to hold me back from all these things, my okay. Venting. Vaita, Mishnah, Mishnah number two, the table over here. We have over here, a posuk shebemaris hanigoyim. Ha pasuch sheb beheres kshelik yayin. Rabbi Shmuel says kiyayin mazug b'shelik. It's like wine. wine that is diluted with snow.
Mazed means diluted or poured. I always thought it was poured.
It means that it's the same thing. That's how you dilute. The way you dilute is by pouring.
Correct. So I'm saying, am I diluting the snow or am I diluting the wine?
Kiyayin mazug b'shayin. The wine. It seems.
The wine is being diluted.
Yain mazug b'shelig. It's a mayim.
But that doesn't make sense. Shalvenusa meruba. If I put snow, if I put snow into wine, the wine is staying red. The wine is not turning white. I would think it's the other way around. Yain mazik b'shelag, like wine.
You just said then k'shelag mazik b'yain.
Yeah, unless it means poured into.
I guess so. Okay, so I guess what I mean. I guess that means. I guess that's what it means in this context.
Yeah,
I guess this context.
Just know that it's mostly white with a couple of red flecks.
Okay, let's go weiter. So kiyayin mazik b'shel shalavlusa marbe meruba v'ad milusa shabok meruetes. And then the next in the bottom it says hapasuch shebetodas meheres. And meheres is kisid kidam hamazik b'cholav. It's blood. That's mazik b'cholav. Shad musay shaboy meruba. The ad mamusay is Meruba. So he's saying it's very interesting. See, this is very interesting. See, he's adding over here a new point that we did not learn yet in the Raf. He said that when it comes to snow, the redness is less. When it comes to Hapasuch Shabbatoldus Beheres, first he says Shabbatoldus Beheres. In the Tolda of Beheres. Why? Because what is Beheres? Because over here, with according to this man, the Amar, the Tolda of Beheres is the Sid. By the previous page.
Right.
On the previous page is Kesid.
Right. Both Rabbi Meir and Chachamim agree that number one is Shalag, number two is or at least a Tolda is Sid.
Sid is the Tolda of what? The Sid, no, that's only number one is Shalag.
The Tolda of Baharas is Sid.
The Tolda of Baharas
is Sid Ahechel, according to Rabbi Meir and Chacham.
Right, it's Tolda Beheres. It's Tolda Beheres. Right.
So based on the Pasuk, we're trying to determine.
So the Tolda, it's more red than it is white. In the Av, it's more white than it is. Than it is.
In the Av, according to Rishmal, it's mostly white. White.
And the Tolda is mostly, and the Tolda mostly red.
I don't know if it's mostly red. It's just that it's a more
dominant.
It's a more homo mixture.
Okay, there's a more dominance. Fine. Now, Rabbi Akiva, what does he say? Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Akiva mare ho'idim kemare yayin. Rabbi Akiva says, the mari of the oidem is kamar yayin. It looks like yayin hamozug b'mayim. Umare haloyven ozer. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's going to be everything's with water. Yayin that's mixed with water, and the mari loyven is az.
So it's still mostly white.
And when it comes to yayin kamozug b'mayim with water, also mari haloyven dia mi pasuch she the dia is weak. Mi pasuch she bibaheres. From the pasuch of Baheres,
let's figure out the mitzvahs. The area that's more white, according to Rabbi Akiva, is Yayin Hamozik B'Mayim. But then Sid, the case of Sid is also Yayin Mozik B'Mayim. Okay, it's the same thing, but it's somehow one is a stronger white and one is a lighter white.
Mari Levin Deha, it's weaker mi pasuch shebe beheres.
Right, but he doesn't tell us what it looks like.
Right. Okay. It's very confusing here. Let's see over here the Ikem Farshim. See how he explains this over here.
And we have no idea what this means for Seis, as the last line in the Rav tells us on page 2. But this also goes with Seis.
Wow, this is very confusing here. All right. Let's see the Ikem Farshim. Mishnah Beis. Ikem Farshim. Akdama. Nema betaravim becheres levad adam demes mikan shemaroyt sanigoyim mitamim gam b'mar posuch. Is a mar posuch. That's the adam demes. The haynu mar lavan. There's a mare of Lavan, white, mu'urav ba'odin. Mishnasenum that mita edes describes, it depicts, es mare ha-posuch shebe beheres uvitoldosa v'huradin, shegam posuch shebe se'es uvitoldosa mitame b'negoyim. But it's, like you said, it's not telling us. It's not telling us all the details. Kiyayin ha-mazug b'shalek, what does that mean? Like wine is a little snow. Ki ilu nosan chelek, echod yayin, one portion of yayin, samuch l'shloisha chalokim shalek. Because that's how you dilute wine. When you dilute wine, it's one part wine, three parts water. And what is the snow going to look like? It's not going to look like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. It's not going to look like what they teach you in the cartoons.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, by the way, is not inclusive enough. Would not be appropriate to teach today's children.
Definitely not.
Just there are no brown, black, yellow. Yellow.
We have to have black. All of these are the four colors. The oisat seva shiyel l'shelik yishayivla boy kol hayayin, and the seva shiyel l'shelik yishayivla boy kol hayayin who pasuch shebishalik. This is what's called pasuch shebishalik. Rabbi Yishmael. This is the color of this. The pasuch shebishalik. Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, it's always aschaz the mishnah. Aschaz the mishnah again over here. Let's see. Very hard mishnah. Ha pasuch shebishalik. So now we're discussing adamdam. So what is that? And we're dealing with shelig, and shelig is baharis. The color of shelig is the color of baharis l'chol hadeot. Everyone agrees that shelig is baharis. So now the tolodo, that's a machloikis, what's the tolodo of baharis? But everyone agrees that the ikur, the av of baharis is shelig. Now we know that it says through the pasuk baharis levona adam domes. There's going to be one called posuch. So what is that posuch? That's also going to be metame. It's going to be kiyayin hamozug b'shaleg. You take the snow and you add one part water to three parts snow. It's going to change it. What about the toilada of pasuch shabas sid? Now we know sid is going to be the toilada b'heres going to all day l'chodes. What is the pasuch of the toilada? Ha pasuch shabas sid kidam hamozug b'cholav, like blood. That is mozug bechlov. That's what it's going to look like. That's what it's going to. You don't over here. They didn't go use the sid and dilute it. They had to go substitute something instead of the sid. When it came to the case of the av, we used oisidavar, oisahish. We used oisahish. I got Yimah. He will never forgive me. The guy gave a shir at Rabashkin, and I called oisahabashkin. I called him oisahish. I gave a shir, a public shir, near my coil over here on a Friday, and I was extremely furious.
And the guy didn't talk to you. That was the guy that
So he got up in the middle of the shir, and he walked out. He walked out in the middle, how dare I call him Oisai Ho'ish. And in front of the
Lashon Hara, you don't want to say Lashon Hara. I don't see.
No, I was referring to him. I was extremely critical of Rabashkin. I said he never apologized for any of his crimes. He caused an incredible chil Hashem. He had many offers for plea bargain, and what happened in his thing there, people died because of him. What happened there in his factory over there, in America, you have to apologize. He never apologized. He beat the system, and now he becomes the dogma, the semel of emuna. Emuna for the Klal Yisrael. He's giving shiurim in Chavis Halavavis on the party time, and they take him to all of the yeshivas to talk to the kinderlach. He's a felon. He was convicted of a crime. He had an opportunity to have a plea bargain. He never ever said, "I'm sorry for what I've done." He was responsible for a chil Hashem like none other. No, he's the dogma of Emuna Pshut in the Eibishter. Well, how do you mind? So somewhere in my speech I said, I called him Osach Ish. This guy couldn't take it. He got picked up and walked out of the shiur. Okay, so. And everyone was talking about Yishna. This is like, everyone was talking about it. They're all talking about it. What happened in the shiur. I got a call from someone and said to me that he was is kiyayin amozik apostokh shabshal kiyayin amozik bshal habosokh shabsir kidam amozik bkhalaf dem rabbi shmar rabbi kiva aimer adam dam shabzevez ze kiyayin amozik bmaim el shabzal shalak azo vishal sid deya mimena. Okay, next mishnah. Arba maros ha'elu. We have to just start for 2 minutes because I have to go. Arba maros ha'elu mitzdarfim ze'im ze'liftar. These four maros are mitzdarfim ze'im ze'liftar. Ule hachlit, ule haskir. Now
right,
let's see.
Right. Those are the decisions that the Kohen can make.
These are three decisions. You know, you learned this already. You know, how do you know? Seem to know a lot about this. You know this already?
Bruce was absent for an hour, so I decided to learn it.
Okay, let's get over here on the Mother Rav. My arba har maros halolu mitzdarfim garsin v'loy garsin arba maros. It says arba me arba. He adds a mem into the Mishnah. The missing mem. Me arba maros halolu. Me arba maros halolu mitzdarfim garsin.
You don't say me arba avos nizikin. You say arba avos
nizikin. I don't know. Let's see what he means. Maybe explains. May arba maros halalu mitzdarfin garasin v'loy garasin arba maros she'ein kol ha'arba maros mitzdarfin. Oh, that's why they're not all mitzdarif. It's only some of the maros are mitzdarif. Some are not mitzdarif. She'ein kol ha'arba maros mitzdarfin. The ein ha'toylada mitzdarfes ela im afshala u'shtei toylados.
That's not what we said yesterday.
Yes, it is. We said, yeah, we did. We said the only that's not mitzvah is the two toladas. The toilada of Se'es is not mitzvah with the toilada of Baheres. That's what we said yesterday. Yesterday we said that the two toiladas are not mitzvah, but the two others are mitzvah, and an av v'av, the toilada di day, or the toilada to the av. The tat and the av are mitzvah. And two others are mitzvah. But two toiladas, they don't go and come together. Right? That's right. The said Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov can sit on the same table. Avraham can sit with his Eneklach, and Yitzhak with his Eneklach, and Yaakov with his Eneklach. But the Eneklach of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, they'll never sit together on the same table. You have a Rebbe. Let's say you have a Rebbe. A Rebbe will sit with his Chassidim, and the Rebbe will sit with another Rebbe. But the Chassidim of this Rebbe and the Chassidim of another Rebbe, they'll never sit together. It's a true mitzvah. You see by these big fabrings, the mechabed they show by who made it. The bells of Rebbe made a chasnem. One of the chasnes. So the Rav Yosef came. So Rav Yosef came into the big tish, whatever it was, and he sat down. They brought a big chair. He sat there next to the bells of Rebbe, and they started playing the svarish and the gunim. And all the Hasidim were dancing, they were singing the Tzarish. It was like the Mamash 5,000 Hasidim. It was a beautiful video, you can probably find it online. The Bells of Rebbe. So you have the two Rebbes, Avadi Yosef, the Svaradim, and the Bells of the Rebbe. They sat together. When they sat together, all the Hasidim, Azoy. Now, the Bells of Rebbe will sit with his Hasidim. And Avadi Yosef, who's no longer alive, will sit with the Svaradim. But will the Svaradim, the Talmidim, Rav Avadya, ever come together and sit down with the Bells of Hasidim? Never. What? No, even when Mashiach, they will not sit together. Even that he can't do. So Mamela, that's exactly what it says in the Mishnah over here. An Av.
He can make any markers he wants. Don't say that. The Bells of Rebbe can make any markers he wants.
The two avos can be mitzdarif, and av can be mitzdarif, and av can have the toilad di day. But the toiladas themselves cannot be, one toilada cannot be mitzdarif with another toilada.
Mm-hmm.
Azor state? That's right. The Mordegi Yisodi. Everything in the Mishnah is a reflection of life. You have to make a sefer, or shiurim of the divrei hashkofa hayoytze meha Mishnah. Chorei ze chodosh, shiur hayoim b'mishnayis, v'atafkid shel ha-shiur lochitzi l'or ha-hashkofa ha-yehudit sheyoytze mitoch divrei halacha shel ha-mishnah. And that's the yesoid. Amen. May May arba maros alolim misarfim garsin vloy garsin arba maros shein kol mar arba maros misarfim dein atulodim misarfim alolim avos shalosh shtei atulodim zo zo ein misarfim avos shnei avos misarfim midrchsev haya be arba saray but they are misarif hayne them misarf haya be arba saray vloy ksev vehayu. How do you know that the two of them, we had this before, we had this yesterday, because it says the word vehayu vloy vehayu mashma shoyse seish shoyse Se'es uvaheres kachas. V'chayah is b'loshon yochid. V'chayu is b'loshon rabim. Memeil it's mashman that it's all considered with one zacht. Ika chatsi gris mizeh v'chatsi gris mizeh mitzarfim leke gris. V'rambam kosav v'hilka rav moish ben maimain. Kosav t'chol arba t'chol ha'arba maros mitzarfim all mitzarif. Bein shtei atolodah zuim zu bein av im toloda she'ena shaloi, even in av, wow, that's a tremendous chiddush.
That's what I thought we said yesterday. That's why I had it in my head.
No, so that I didn't appreciate that point yesterday. That the av and the toloda that's not shaloi, that for sure not as mitzarif. But here he's saying over here, bein av im toloda she'ena shaloi. Wow, ad kedei kach.
The Rambam makes kol hanorim. The Rambam is inclusive.
Everyone inclusive.
Is under a big tent. Everyone can get together.
It's amazing. It's tak amazing.
It's amazing.
Kol mikoyram, kol mikrum beitza ulamala mitzarfin v'atosefta misayata. The tosefta supports the Rambam. Okay, so therefore, according to the Rambam, the gears attack should be arba, marois ha'elu mitzarfin ze im ze liftar. Okay, so the Rambam would work. Now liftar lahachlit ulahaskir kol hanach milay mitzarfin. We're going to see all those so very soon. Invite in the mission. Let's go weiter.
Now, before we go weiter, let's read Eikam Mefarshim.
Eikam Mefarshim Hakdama Mishnaseinu Melamedes Din Tzeiruf Shel Mares Negoim Shainim Lehichoshev Ki Mareh Echad, like one Mareh HaMechayev, that's going to be Mechayev BeHesker in Hesker BeHechlit Oye HaMetaher. Hesker is we have to see, come back tomorrow, I want to be able to build the insurance company again. So come back for another test. Even though you don't need it, but I need it. I have to marry off my child, so I need that you should come back so I can build the insurance company. Nochamol. I need. That's called Hesker. Hechlet means I don't need it. So get out of here. I don't need it. You're doomed. You're finished. Oy ha-mitaher. Or mitaher yitar, not because you really tar, it's just not good for the stats. I don't want, you know, the state doesn't want to have a record of having the most COVID cases. So we're going to put on the insurance that you don't have COVID, because now we're in the recovery phase. Vaccinations work. If you would come to me last year, I would put down that you already died from COVID, even if you didn't have COVID, even if you're alive. I would put down that you already died. I'll shame us it. Because we get more money that way. Vait mitzarfim ze im ze lichashiur gris oilehis chalfus hamare for the shiur of a gris of a gris oilehis chalfus hamarois.
What does that mean? Shem haya.
Shem haya tchila mare echad vischalfa lamare acher. If it starts with being one mare, and then vischalfa it changes. Lamara acher loy armin, we do not say nega acher hu elon nidon ki ilu hu oisa shoye betil. Wow, that's a nice thing. I never heard that before. That's a new thing to me. This is a nice.
Yeah, no, I mean it's very interesting, right?
It is.
I mean, tremendous chachma over here. You're right, because when we read it in the Chumash, we don't even really think. You know, the Kohen sees and he sends you out and he comes back. He says, come back in a week, like the doctor says. You know, but. What happens if a taket changes? You know, is it something new? Is it something different?
So that's tremendous chiddush. Is that if it changes to these colors, it's all the same. Yeah. It's not a new mare.
From the big four. Someone goes from Price Waterhouse to Arthur Anderson, whatever it is. So it's still considered, you know, mare echad.
What's the oy mean? Oy means the ikar, the source. This pishyoin, it spreads. The guy is in Hesker, and he comes next week back to the coin. The coin examines, and it's spread. But the spread is not the same. It's a different variant. you start off with the first variant of COVID, and the spread is a nice spread. It's a different variant. Can we build the insurance company for two different COVIDs, two different incidences?
The variant.
So we view it to be a spread of the original source. Lahaskir, what's lahaskir? Brashi beperusha l'toyra kosav shehesker hu sheyiskerenu bebayis echad v'lo yira at seif hashavua. Lockdown, quarantine, bidud. Okay, quarantine. V'kosha sharei af mitzor muchlad inner niskar besech bayis. What are you talking about? Why does it say here in the bayis? It says that he's quarantined in the bayis. Why? Let him loose in society. Let him go, put him on a desert island. What is the essence of hesker? Do you need to have four walls, like a sukkah? There's a din of a sukkah by hesker. You have to ask the Rav Shaila. Rav, we have only three walls and a tefach. Does this have a din of hesker? Is there such a din by hesker that it has to be bedafka in a bias? And a bias has dinim of defanos. Do you need a ceiling? Do you need a floor? I say lovud alamnisha hesker. Is there such a thing? No, I'm saying, is there such a thing? When it says in the pasuk that a hiski roi,
right. I mean, is it dafka bias, or can it be somewhere else?
It can be just you go send him on vacation, send him somewhere. What is the din of hesker? So Rashi there says that she's created a bay bias echad v'lo yu at sefer shavua v'kasha v'yilaf mitzor muchlat in niskar b'sech bias. Can't be, because even if he's mamish muchlat, he doesn't have to be inside the garment sech bias.
Yeah. By the way, so it's another right that it's not a contagious disease. It's not a contagious disease.
No, maybe it is contagious. It just means there's not to be. People should not be there. You should stay social distancing. Maybe it is contagious.
No, because if it's contagious, then you would stick him in his house.
No, you have to stay and keep away from people. It's not a matter of sticking in this house. If something is contagious, so contagious just means that they have to maintain distance. When something is contagious, doesn't mean you have to be locked up in four walls. Maintain a safe distance, whatever that safe distance may be.
Social distancing.
Social distancing, yeah.
I don't think Chazal, in the Weltanschauung of Chazal, I don't think you have this idea of social distancing. You have idea of cheirem, nidui, but there's nothing, if someone is actually sick.
Dalamas. When a person daven Shemona Esrei, Mekoy Mayu Shel Odom is down. Dal Amos is 6 feet.
Right, and you have Dal Amos the God by Tchum.
So this, right. There is something. Odom is Koy Nesh Shavi Sosa. His Mokum. Mokum is 6 feet. Dal Amos according to Chaim is exactly 6 feet. So Chazal
right,
clearly, that, yeah.
No, I'm saying, but that's not for something. But that's not for health reasons. That's for kedusha. Chazal, like, don't talk about, you're either mechutz lamachna, or you have your own dalat amos, but there's nothing in between.
I hear. Let's see. I hear what you're saying. I hear. Yeah, I don't know. The kosh arei af mitzvah muchlad in the niskar b'sach beis, and v'gam in tzach leheskar b'sach beis, k'dei liras shuv nega. V'chalchein niras shehesker hu be'amiras akoyin harei ata beheskar. Uperushoy shoymed besafik kedaver hasa. Wow, what a perish! Kedaver hasa guri. You're unknown. Sagur means you're locked up. You're a sealed envelope. Someone told me that. Yeah.
Yuricha.
It's you're sealed. Like, we don't know what your matzav is. Someone told me that you get married. A shidduch. When a person gets married, it's a sealed envelope. You don't know what the person is really like. No matter how many dates you go with the person, you don't know what it's like once they're committed, once they're locked up with you. You don't know what they're like. That's when the real person comes out. Even though you may think you know the person, a shidduch is a sealed envelope. It's a muskar. We don't know who you are. Who is the real you? Who is the real you? What is you? What makes you tick? Wow, that is a chiddush. Okay, let's go a little bit vibes mamish for a second. I have to really stop now, but let's see over here. Lahaskir es ha'oymed. Lahaskir es ha'oymed b'soif shavur rishon. Liftar to examine es ha'oymed b'soif shavur hashenetz tahar. And lahachlid es ha'shenoylad loy Michya means raw flesh, or se'or lavan, b'tchilas b'tchila, b'soif shavua rishon. All right, that's really going weiter. That's really too much. All right, well, let's stop over here. I have to go. I have to go. It's already 4:30. It's really late. I got to go. All right, now, tomorrow I got a problem. Tomorrow, I don't think I'm going to be able to learn tomorrow. I'm going tomorrow to the cemetery.
Cemetery.
Tomorrow, tonight is my mother's yard site. My mother is buried in Eretz Yisrael. Somehow, I have a guy in my shir in the morning over here. He's very nice to me, and he, I don't know how this happened. I don't remember how this happened. And he convinced me that I should go on the yard site of my mother to my grandmother, to my grandmother's kever. So we go every year together. We go every year to my grandmother's kever on my mother's yard site.
Same one that supported you during time you were pushed. The same Baba that supported you when you almost fell in and you reached out to her kever and she...
No, I'm going to her. So I'm going tomorrow to the tomorrow is not her yard site. Tomorrow is the yard site of my mother. But we always go, for some reason, on the yard site of my mother, I go to my grandmother. Why? I don't know. We do this every year. Maybe she's expecting me. I come every year. I don't want to let her down. So he's really into this. I don't know why he's into this. I don't know why. This guy, he loves this stuff. And he gives me a tour.
Does he have anyone in that Beis HaChaim?
No, he has no one in that Beis HaChaim. But he gives me a tour of the Beis HaChaim.
That's so nice.
And he takes me, last time he wants to go tomorrow to the Rebbe's Kever tomorrow. He took me when we once went. I told him, I don't have time. I don't have koyach for this. I don't want to go. He wants to go. He makes me go to the other side of the road to a palm. And he once took me to Belkin. He took me to Belkin's Kever. He has all these places he wants to go, and he takes me to his relatives. He loves this stuff. He brings candles. He lights candles on the Kever. He does all these funny things. All right, so I'm not going to, I have to go. I guess it's a good thing to go. Maske Yom HaMisa. Should remember the Yom HaMisa. It's a good thing to see where I'm going to be one day. It's a good thing to see. It has to be masked the Yom HaMisa, and I have to go tomorrow. So I'm not going to be back. It's going to take a whole afternoon. I'll come back, and by the time I come back, it'll be time for Mincha. I can't miss Mincha tomorrow because my mother's yard site. I want to miss Mincha.
Where are you davening tonight and tomorrow?
I daven in Schmidman.
If there's no one else davening, no chiyuv, I'm not a member.
I don't pay membership dues. So if there's no yard site, no one has a chiyuv, I'm gonna daven Marav. If someone is a chiyuv, I'm not gonna daven Marav. I'll just say Kaddish. Chaim Berlin, I never daven. I asked the Roshiv, my father passed away, can I daven Shach, get down for the Yom, but he didn't tell me nobody. Basically indicated he does not want me to daven. So I never daven even once. I daven there every single day. I never ever daven for the Yom. I see he's not interested. So if he's not interested, I'm not interested. Gesunde hate. So I say Kaddish. I said Kaddish for a whole year. I said Kaddish every single day. Chaim and Shachris. I think he felt guilty because he told me I should come and say the Kaddish by the Bima, by the Shulchan. He told me I should say by the Shulchan. He told me I have a very low voice. No one can hear anything that I say. I should say by the Shulchan. Good. So I come to Shulchan. Gesunde hate. Gesunde hate. It doesn't mean anything to me. It really doesn't. I'm a dead end anyway, so it doesn't mean anything to me. So I say tonight I can daven Marav if it's available. If it's not available, I'll say the Kaddish. Gesunde hate. Shachris, I go to Chaim Berlin, I'll say the Kaddish. And Mincha, if it's available, I'll daven Shmidman Mincha. If it's not available, I'll daven, I'll say Kaddish. What more could I possibly want to do? What more could I do? I'm not making any siyum. I'm not making any tikkun. Garnished. Zehu. That's the way it goes.